Russia. Russian authorities have blocked access to Snapchat and Apple's FaceTime in a fresh move to tighten control over the country's digital space. The action, taken on the 10th of October and announced this week, reflects Moscow's growing pressure on foreign technology platforms as it seeks to restrict online communication. State regulator Roskomnadzor accused both services of being used for organizing criminal activity and recruiting individuals for violent acts. Apple and Snap Inc. have not yet responded to the decision. Since Russia launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022, foreign tech companies have increasingly withdrawn or faced restrictions. Snapchat stopped advertising sales to Russian and Belarusian buyers after the war began, while Russia has expanded efforts to reshape and monitor its online environment. Under President Vladimir Putin, authorities have spent years developing tools to filter, track, and control internet traffic. These efforts have escalated sharply during the conflict. Major social networks, including X, Facebook, and Instagram, are already blocked, and YouTube has faced repeated disruptions. Analysts say the government has deliberately slowed the platform, which remains one of the last major spaces for public criticism and independent voices. This year alone, Russia has restricted access to encrypted messenger signal and the messaging app Viber. Calls on WhatsApp and Telegram were blocked in August, with officials again claiming security risks. Roskomnadzor recently warned it could ban WhatsApp entirely unless it shares information with law enforcement in criminal and terrorism investigations. VPN services, once widely used to bypass censorship, have also been increasingly targeted and disabled. While limiting foreign platforms, the Kremlin has promoted a state-backed alternative. Max, a messaging app developed by the government-controlled tech firm VK, is being positioned as the country's primary digital service. It combines messaging, payment functions, and access to government services. Authorities claim Max improves user safety, while critics warn it could be used to closely track online behavior. Since the 1st of September, Max has been mandatory on all new phones and tablets sold in Russia. The developer has confirmed it will share user data with authorities whenever requested.